Hey everyone, happy Monday. So today's topic, I'm talking about storing user assets, specifically storing images, like say a user uploads an image on your website or software as a service, your web app, whatever. You know, where are you going to store those images at? Now, of course, there are different types of assets. There's audio files and video files and stuff like that. That's a bigger problem, so I'm not really going to worry about that in this episode. I've actually never encountered that issue myself, so I never had to solve it, but images is definitely a common problem that people encounter. You know, almost any SaaS product or website will allow their users to upload images, at the very least like an avatar or something like that, so it's definitely a common problem people have. And I was reading this article. It was from Professor Beacom, I think. Professor Beacom's blog, if you look that up. The article I was reading, it was how startups build features fast. And he was giving this hypothetical situation where a startup, you know, would release their MVP very quickly, and they would release features very quickly. And the problem they encountered, though, is when they gained more users, they realized, oh, this web server can't handle all this traffic, you know, so they put a load balancer up, and so they put hours into building that, and then they encountered other issues. So I'm going to talk about all that in relation to images, because that's what he talked about, and it made me think, like, oh yeah, I've definitely, you know, like, I definitely implement this myself, so I should definitely talk about it. So what's this problem that you typically encounter? Well, you know, like I said, almost any software as a service product will allow their users to upload images. And, you know, a lot of people will just go ahead and be like, okay, let's just upload it to the web server, right? Wherever your web app code, all of that is stored, wherever you're hosting your website, let's just store the images on that same server, right? Because when you're starting out, you know, you typically we'll only have one web server. Maybe you're going to offload the database on a different server, but for the most part, you're not going to really deal with like load balancing and stuff because you don't have a lot of users yet. You have zero users, right? So why worry about it? You know, and this is how startups are able to get going really quickly and build out new features. There's two problems actually that you encounter when you store images locally on that same web server. So for the first problem is a lot of web servers, they don't really have a lot of, you know, storage space. So I know like DigitalOcean, I think they give 10 gigs on their smallest plan. I don't remember. But a lot of these, like the storage is typically for your own file assets, like your, you know, CSS, JavaScript files, like your own images, like your logo and stuff like that. It's not for user generated content. Because if you think about, you know, you might have enough space now and you can always add on storage, of course, but when you scale, you're not going to need like, you're going to need like maybe a terabyte of storage space, right? So you're just going to keep, you know, scaling your web server, adding more storage space. It's not really a scalable solution. And on top of that, when you want to like migrate your server, maybe, you know, you want to upgrade some software or something, that becomes a lot harder when you also have like user content on there. Now, the second problem that, you know, Professor Beacom's talked about is when you can't handle the traffic that you're receiving, you put up a load balancer. This load balancer basically allows you to have multiple web servers, and this load balancer just directs users at like, you know, okay, you go to web server one, you go to web server two, so that you kind of offload the traffic to multiple web servers. And this really helps being able to handle a lot of traffic. But if you're uploading images locally on your web server, then, if user one uploads their image to web server one, and then later on they're directed to web server two, then they're not going to see that same image that they uploaded because it doesn't exist in that web server. So when you load balance, this becomes a really big problem. So next I'll talk about some of the solutions that you can implement to get around this problem. So now that we've talked about some of the problems that you can encounter when storing users' image assets on the same web server, and just to quickly recap, you know, just making migration harder when you store images on the web server and making load balancing harder as well, you know, how do we solve that problem? So the common solution to this, and one that I've implemented in the past, is just simply using a service to store these images. So you can use, the most popular one is Amazon S3. It's part of Amazon Web Services, runs like half of the internet, honestly, and yeah, it's the most popular service for storing static file assets. So yeah, S3 I definitely recommend. It can be a bit complicated to use, but it's definitely very easy to integrate just because it is so popular. A lot of frameworks just have built-in support for it. Now, there's another one that I wanted to check out. I haven't used it yet, but I plan on using it on this current product that I'm working on, and it's called Backblaze. Now, they offer something very similar to S3. It's called Backblaze B2. And yeah, it's pretty much S3. It looks like it has a much simpler file system, simpler UI. And so it seems like it's easier to use. I haven't used it, so I'm not sure. S3, their UI is a bit complicated. So just basing it off that, I feel like B2 seems like it might be simpler. But check out some of these services. And the great part about using these services, you can later add on a CDN. A content delivery network, and this allows you to just, you know, cache these files in different locations around the world and be able to serve your users' image assets much quicker to them. So those are some solutions that you can implement. I'm sure there's some that I'm missing, but feel free to call in. You can actually do discussions now on Anchor, so you can actually, you know, if you don't have time or you feel awkward calling in, you can just if you're in the Anchor app, you can, on this segment or episode, you can add in like a comment, a text comment, and just chime in on the discussion. So yeah, hopefully you like this episode. Make sure you rate this podcast if you're within a podcasting app. Make sure you rate it 5 stars. That definitely helps. Leave some feedback. Follow me on Twitter, SunnySingIO, and I'll catch you guys later. Bye.